Attention, FM DJs in the greater Portland area. Your morning show prep begins now.
It's 39 seconds after the hour of 9. And this is the month of March in the year of our Lord, 2005. Thank you for coming by and making a part of your listening day live. From the plushly appointed yet not overly ostentatious studios of Max 910 Talk Radio for Guys, it is the Rick Emerson Show. Appreciate your radio presence and your patronage this morning. We are live in the banks of the feces-filled Willamette River in beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon. Unlike almost everything else on your radio dial at this particular time in your life, we appreciate you coming by. Everything else having been taped hours ago in another time zone, now coming off some underfunded automation system in a dark, empty control room. We, on the other hand, we're here. We're doing a thing, doing what we do. It's 503-535-9100. 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. If you're outside of the Portland area, in Salem, well, I think we're back on the air. Because yesterday was the best show ever. As part of our quest to make yesterday's show the most flawless and perfect broadcast ever to emanate from these hallowed halls, apparently from like about 10 o'clock on, we were just off in Salem. Not really broadcasting to Salem. So much as we were not broadcasting to Salem.
When we're up the air, so are you.
The good news is, based upon the response to the Don and Mike blackouts, apparently people will just sit there and listen to nothing. You know, we ought to do that one of these days. We ought to just start dropping in 5, 8, 12 minutes of silence here. Just to see if... And then halfway through, offer people like 10 bucks if they'll call.
Here's this is Michael Powell's meditation moment.
Really? I would be curious to do that. If you just take like a good 15-minute... 15-minute segment of silence. Really, what we ought to do is do that during Don and Mike. You know? It's just have the automation kick on automatically about halfway through that big-ass block of nothing.
Maybe the person who's in here running the board could say something in the middle of it.
Oh, wait. The BenderBot 5000. I couldn't believe it. I came in yesterday. To be fair, I did come in yesterday, and your friend of mine, Matt Peterson, was sitting in that chair at 2 in the afternoon. He was here at 2 in the afternoon. I had to walk by 2, 3, 4, 5 times.
The power you have.
But I thought maybe it was just like, it was one of those things when you're wandering in the desert and there's no water and then you see water over a hill and then it's just some sort of a shimmering heat thing.
It's a mirage.
So I came in and he was really here working. Apparently somebody noticed, eventually, that Don and Mike was just going off the air for a segment or two every afternoon. All right, I'm getting distracted early on. In Portland, though, where we are in the air today, it is 503-535-9100. And in Salem, where we are broadcasting at 1390 KSLM, pounding down south, as we say. It's 1-877-535-9100. If you're in Vancouver and you're between trips to the Olive Garden and the Smokes for Less, call us from there, too, if you like. Here's what's coming up today. Today we got to get this done today. We got to pick the definitive Listener Party 8 name today. We will do that today. Listener Party 8. Man, I am just bloated. I'm sorry. I don't mean to gross everybody out.
I thought you weren't eating a lot of carbohydrates.
Oh, that seems to be the problem.
Come on, girly man. What's going on?
God, I'm just, you know, I'll talk about it here in a second. I got to get this pre-selling done.
Maybe you need a good colon cleaning.
That might be true, Tim Riley.
I don't think that would go up far enough. I think it really needs to start. You know, it really needs to. Like, if there was just some sort of a string I could put all the way, you know, just. All the way through, maybe?
Like, floss your insides?
Does anyone really visualize that?
What I need is a good colon flossing. In any event, I'm just saying, if I sound a little. I don't know if I sound a little squashy today. You just know why it is. In any event, we got to get that done today. The next listener party's happening Friday. Friday, I say. It's going to be our first one on a Friday, too. Going to be the best summer air we ever had. As you know, amity means friendship. It's coming up Friday, April 15th. Yeah, not this Friday. Don't go anywhere this Friday.
The month of April.
Friday, April 15th, tax day. Friday, April 15th, 8 p.m., Viper Room on 7th and Hawthorne. Insert River Phoenix joke here. So that will be happening Friday, April 15th. But we got to get, but that's like 30 days from today. It was 31 days from yesterday, right? Yes, yeah, so 30 days from today. So we got to get the name picked today. So we're going to do that later on. What else? We'll tell you how to discover if your child is in the grip of Satan. We have the worst movie news of the day. And the guy from Korn is begging for a beatdown. So we'll get to that. What else? Top five. Today we'll do top five hottest rock and roll girlfriends. Top five hottest rock and roll girlfriends. We will talk to Jolie as part of today's How Chicks Think segment. Clyde Lewis will be here with news at Ground Zero. And many other things, both fascinating and entertaining. The amazing singing, tap dancing, bike riding fool is here today.
Looking, not whore anymore?
I didn't say that. You told me I couldn't say it.
Okay.
Looking strangely Teutonic. Sarah Dillon is here. How are you, sister?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You look like you're from one of those... you won't remember this. You think Sarah looks like she's from one of those Calvin Klein obsession ads from like 1989?
Yes.
No one could contain her passion. Obsession. No, it was just a bunch of weird German women. Like in like black...
Like a weird German woman?
Like in black turtlenecks on a black and white set, but like standing on some sort of surrealist stepladder. You know, and then just a bunch of, you know, her love was her prison. And then they just show like a bottle of perfume and then I change the channel. I don't know what I'm doing today. I am, you know...
Did you get your bike fixed?
No.
I didn't want to start a thing. I was just going to ask if you went for a bike ride.
No, I did not! No, 1,000 times no. And, of course, I'm probably going to get it done today. And, of course, it's going to be goddamn raining outside. Why? Because Jesus hates me. Let's just call it what it is. He hates me and everything about me. In any event, well, you're looking rested today. I should be rested. I am not. I mean, you went to sleep at like 5 or something yesterday.
I fell asleep. I've never seen Die Hard, so I was watching Die Hard with my boyfriend.
Why do you even have to tell me that? First, you've never seen Die Hard, and second, you fall asleep during Die Hard.
I got about an hour into it, and I full on, like, I'm a light sleeper, and I was so exhausted, I full on just passed out on the couch.
What's the first, what is the last thing you remember in the movie?
Okay, maybe it wasn't an hour. It was like...
Oh, no!
I remember hearing gunfire and seeing Bruce Willis running through something.
He nails it down.
Barefoot.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know.
I'm not
going to tell you. Oh, no. The last thing I remember is the Japanese guy. He's like, I will never give you the code. And then the guy blew his head off.
I'm going to count to 3. There will not be a 4.
And then
I would love to sit and talk about men's fashions with you all day, but we have other matters to attend to. Mr. John McClane. All right. I could just sit and do Alan Rickman all day. That came out wrong. We're going to move on right now to Tim Riley in the Max 910 newsroom.
A bad move by a Cirque du Soleil clown injures an audience member. The family of a young protester from Olympia, who defiantly stood in front of a bulldozer as she was mowed down on the Gaza Strip, sues the manufacturer. And a spring breaker falls from a balcony during a spitting contest.
All right, then. I had some other thing I was going to say, but, you know, it's just pointless. Pointless. No point to it. Here's why I'm weird today. Is because, A, I'm trying to get off the junk. This is the first day in like a week and a half I haven't been on any medication. Because it's not even prescription. It's like over-the-counter. How lightweight am I? And it's over-the-counter medication. It's just mowing me down. It's not even Claritin. It's like Safeway. You know what? Compared to ingredients in Claritin. Because I'm just such a tightwad. You know, so I will buy generic anything. Like, seriously, my mother could have cancer, and I would probably buy her generic chemotherapy because I'm just that way. I'm just, you know, shaving pennies whenever I can.
Instead of NyQuil, it's MyQuil?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Nighttime sleep aid, you know, but it's like nighttime sleep aid. So today I am not on any Claritin. And the great thing about Claritin is jacked full of pseudoephedrine, which is not quite as good as real ephedrine.
But, you know, I'll take what you can get. And then I alternate between that and Actifed. And the Fed in Actifed means ephedrine. And ephedrine means friendship and happiness. And that's probably why I shouldn't take it. And that's a thing to which I could really develop a serious, serious attachment. And so it's just as well that I'm... but I had to stop thinking it's making me jittery, though. Because especially that Claritin, it's like a... First of all, I don't understand how it works. Because it's a 24-hour release of the pseudoephedrine into your body, right? Which I understand the concept of a 24-hour release. But what I don't understand is this. I don't even understand how it's still in your body. Look, let's pretend Claritin was a pork chop. If you're to eat a pork chop at midnight, it's out of your body within like 12 hours, right? Isn't that what that colon lady told us?
No, it's 24, because when you eat like your breakfast...
Oh, really?
Yeah, when you eat your breakfast the next day, the breakfast from the day before
comes out. Is it moving on through?
Yeah.
All right, well, never mind. Oh. Well, I guess that's a stupid question. I guess my question's been answered.
I just received word that Kevin Martin will be appointed chairman of the FCC, replacing the departing Michael Powell.
Who's Kevin Martin? Some other Nazi?
Probably. We'll find out.
Well, in any event, so I'm off the Claritin, I'm off the Actifed, so I've gone from having lots of happy-inducing stimulants in my body to none. Just caffeine today.
And I'm bloated.
All right, it's 503-535-9. I had a meat lover's omelet last night.
Shame on you.
Okay, fine. Beat it out of me.
Is that in the South Beach diet?
At like 11 o'clock at night. Ugh. God, man. And I can just feel a ham sloshing around. Actually, the ironic thing is it sort of is on the South Beach, which...
Rick, you made this big production about giving up the Rovente pizza, and instead you opt for a meat-filled omelet?
Now, listen. Technically speaking, it is part of the diet. It's because...
Did Lara have one, too?
Because the thing is, we're already running late, so I'm just going to go good until we run later here. As I've mentioned, that she's working graveyards a few nights a week, which means that... And she's still trying to... She's kind of a light sleeper. And so... But if we didn't have a dog, it'd be one thing. But every time I walk in the door, the dog goes berserk. And he gets all Dino on me, you know? You know? And it's like... And he wakes her up, and then she can't get back to sleep. So, a couple nights a week, I just got to be gone. I got to be gone until late, you know? Because she goes to bed at like 5 in the afternoon. So, a few nights a week, for the first few weeks she does this, I'm going to have to be gone from like 5 till 10 or 11 at night. Which is fine. There's always stuff to do. I can go catch a movie and do whatever, and I can catch up. So I come here last night like a loser. What are you all doing last night at 8 o'clock? You know, you're making sweet love to a woman. You're playing Xbox. You're doing whatever it is. You're bowling for dollars. I'm here, just like assembling ABBA songs and stuff for top five. But on the way home, I'm like, well, I got to get some food. I don't want to go home. I don't want to wake up the dog, which will in turn wake up blah, 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 blah. I'll stop at this terrible, greasy restaurant. And I'll have something. And I'm not really into name diets. Like, I'm not into Atkins and the L.A. weight loss or whatever all that stuff is. But it's like, but she's doing the thing, and it's a lot easier, you know, it's like solidarity. And that way it lets us have the same, you know, so I don't have stuff in the house that she can't eat on the diet. So we're both doing the diet. So I stop, no carbs. What can I get? I'm really hungry. I'll get the meat lover's omelet. And it's like 50 eggs filled with, I swear to God, bacon, ham, sausage, shredded pork, and some sort of hamburger product. And then, like...
Cardiac lover's omelet.
like a pound of cheese. Me. That looks healthy. And it's that thing, it's like eating Taco Bell, where you get home and then you feel that... in your stomach. And you're just like, oh, no. No, no, it's going to go all Vesuvius on me. So if you hear me sloshing around today like I'm filled with head cheese, that's why that is. Let's never talk about this again. Let's do this instead. It's Trey Parker and Matt Stone. It's the My Own Song. Live from Portland.
Hey!
We'll be back after this with Tim Riley. You stay right there. Won't you, please?
What makes a man? Is it the power in his hands? Is it his quest for glory? Give it all you got to fight to the top, so we can know your story. Now you're a man, a man, a man, a man. Now you're a man.
back after this with Tim Riley, beginning everything in the Max 910 newsroom. You stay right there. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Live it.
Send your complaints, nude photos, letters, and death threats to Rick Emerson, care of Max 910, 0700 Southwest Bancroft.
I have a complaint about the bumper music stopping.
97239. Now
where do I send
back
that?
To the show.
No, it was a glitch.
Okay. It's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. It's stuff. Okay.
I need more coffee.
And your spoon is too big. Here's Tim Riley.
It's not just news. It's news that hurts. With Tim Riley. Only on Max 910.
Crime in Lake Oswego, believe it or not.
No.
Yes.
No.
Mm-hmm. A 34-year-old Lake Oswego man allegedly cut himself several times with a razor blade, then accused his estranged wife of assaulting him and called 911.
I don't know how bad I'm cut up, but I'm pretty good. I haven't really looked at it. I've been trying. I didn't want to. I just been trying to kind of hide it underneath a long sleeve shirt and stuff, you know.
Okay. But I think, did they use a knife on you or?
A razor blade of some sort.
Okay. So this fellow's name is Timothy Lang, who has a history of self-mutilation.
Who doesn't, really? I mean, come on. Let's be honest about that. So he...
What is this? So he carves himself up and then blames the woman?
Yeah.
Cut himself several times with a razor blade and accused his estranged... Well, clearly he cut himself. Just look at that. Doesn't it look real?
I mean, I guess it means it looks real, but it looks like a thing you would do to yourself. You can
tell. Looks like what a wrestler would do.
Really, yeah, it totally has the angle of self-cutting. Which is, you know what, self-cutting is only interesting if you're an angst-ridden, hot 16-year-old girl. Other than that, you can't be a guy and be a cutter. Then you're lame. You guys all sat next to that girl in math class, right?
The girl was like, I had this friend named Candy, who had a butterfly knife.
With an I or a Y?
I honestly don't remember. I won't give her last name, but it was equally trashy. And butterfly knives, which were a thing that were very popular in the 80s. I don't know if the kids still carry butterfly knives around, but every man from my generation can do the one-handed opening close on a butterfly knife or a gravity knife because it's just what you did. And so Candy used to sit next to me in math class and just be all... I looked when I saw her carving the best story ever. I shouldn't laugh, but come on, it's funny. I looked over during math class one time and saw her carving the word war into her thigh with a huge knife. Good times, my smalls. Cut up my leg in a hometown. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Well, the parents of a Washington college student killed while trying to prevent the demolition of a Palestinian home has sued Caterpillar, the company that made the bulldozer that ran her over. Rachel Corey was her name. She was 23 years old. She's from Evergreen State College in Olympia. She was standing in front of the home at a refugee camp on the Gaza Strip when a bulldozer plowed her over. She stood defiantly saying, come run me over.
Well, there you go.
The lawsuit has not yet been received by the Israeli government, and they cannot take a stand at the moment.
Why did it take a stand? You can't stand in front of a bulldozer and say, come run me over, and then act all surprised when it happens.
You go to foreign countries, it's not like America where they might stop.
No, who ran her over? The Israelis?
Yeah.
Well, they don't really take any guff. I mean, there's not a lot of backing down that those guys do, so... whatever. And they're suing who? The bulldozer manufacturer?
Caterpillar.
Oh, please. Shut up. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Time for the Bush Watch.
He's the president, resident, kind of in charge. He's got the whole country saying, that's my Bush. Life is hard, that's the price of fame. When you're president, everyone knows the name. Hey, what's that thing? It's my Bush. I can't believe he's actually in the White House. That's our world.
The president held a news conference moments ago. Among the topics, the president explains that the Italians will withdraw from Iraq.
So I think what you're going to find is that countries will be willing or anxious to get out
when Iraqis have got the capacity to defend themselves.
Up there. There are people right now. We'll be here.
And that's the position of the United States.
They're packing up right now and leaving.
Our troops will come home when Iraq is capable of defending herself.
That's going to happen at any moment now.
Yeah. Herself?
Any second now, yeah.
It's a she.
Yeah, apparently.
The president is concerned about this new high price of gasoline. He says clean coal technology is the solution a fella told him about on a recent trip.
Use our technology to, over time, evolve away from reliance upon oil and gas. And at the same time, use our technologies to make sure we can use our plentiful resources, like coal,
plentiful.
In an environmentally
friendly
way.
Put a little coal in your tank.
I went to Columbus, Ohio the other day and talked to the person responsible for the Future Gen plant, which is an innovative use of technology for there to be emissions-free coal-burning plants.
He's making up a bunch of future words there. It's a Future Gen plant for innovative technology for... heaven forbid we don't want to use that... You don't want to use anything like that clean sun technology or anything. That's just crazy. The clean wind, clean water. You just avoid that. That's crazy hippie talk. Man, but... And I'm not one to complain about gas. You know me that I think whining about gas is... But goddamn, I had to fill up my car. And first of all, I had to do it in Vancouver.
Well, it's good that you have a car to fill up.
What does that mean?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, you didn't.
Oh, well, that's true. Okay.
See? You've forgotten already?
No, that sounded strangely. You sounded strangely bitter there for a second.
No.
As though you didn't have one.
It sounded like you got passed up by Brad the car guy.
No, I have a car that I'm very happy with.
All right.
And it runs economically.
I got gas yesterday, too, and I had a crisp 20 ready to pay.
Yeah.
More than $20.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
It's around 30-something
now. Oh, yeah,
now.
To fill up your car.
I had no idea. No, it was $22.
I mean, I got a compact car. And it takes around $20 to fill it at least. But I was in Vancouver, so, of course, I'm all sissied out, and I had to pump it myself, and so I was all irritated at that.
Vancouver is cheaper.
It was cheaper, but still it was like $210 or something. It was
207 at the Arco on 39th.
I mean, I realize I've become my dad by bitching about this, but come on, man. It's just crazy. It's just, how is it that we go... It's the last thing I'm going to say about this. How is it that we go and take over the country where the oil comes from and the price goes up? I just don't understand.
Well, it's our way of thanking them for giving them liberty.
Okay, here's Tim Riley.
Meanwhile, the president was asked by reporters about turning people over to rogue nations to be tortured.
Why you've approved of and expanded the practice of what's called rendition of transferring individuals out of U.S. custody to countries where human rights groups and your own State Department say torture is common for people in custody.
No more questions from that guy.
Post 9/11 world, the United States.
There you go. Bada bing.
Must.
Torture.
Make sure we protect our people and our friends from attack.
Torture is the answer.
That was the charge we have been given. And one way
good.
To do so is to arrest people
and
send them back to their country of origin.
Where they can be tortured.
That they won't be tortured.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
W thinks that Paul Wolfowitz will be a good person to lead the World Bank.
First of all, I think people are... I appreciate the world leaders taking my phone calls as I explain to them why I think Paul will be a strong president of the World Bank. I said he was a man of good experiences. He helped manage a large organization. World Bank's a large organization. The Pentagon's a large organization. He's been involved in the management of that organization. He's a skilled diplomat. Worked at the State Department in high positions. He's the ambassador to Indonesia, where he did a very good job representing our country. And Paul is committed to development.
Could you be more vague, please? And you really nailed it, sir, that he makes things that shouldn't sound funny sound hilarious.
Well, that's why we have him here.
Right. Do we have more Bush?
Oh, we
here?
Certainly do.
All right. And then so we got to do that, and then I got to take these phone calls here in a second. We got somebody, Aaliyah?
Mm-hmm.
I thought Aaliyah was dead.
I think there could be more than one. No one else is named.
Well, this one's
a different plane.
She flew Southwest. Have you ever met another person? Have you even heard of another person named Aaliyah?
No.
In the world?
I knew an Aaliyah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Before or after the other Aaliyah?
Well, she lived in Bremerton.
Oh, so she was... Oh, I see. And then we lost the colon flossing guy. It was a colon flossing call.
You want to take a break and take phone calls?
This is him.
All right, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's finish this, the bushwalk, okay. And then we'll lose calls.
The president says recent surveys show his Social Security plans are very popular.
When I read the other day, said people like the idea of personal accounts.
Sure.
I think people like the idea of being able to take some of their own money. In other words, government says you can decide, as opposed to we'll decide for you.
No.
You get to decide.
No.
No, this is in your interest.
You're wrong.
You get to decide whether you want to set some of your own money aside in an account that'll earn a better rate of return than that which will be earned in the Social Security system.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
No, no, he's... No. No, you are wrong about that. You are wrong. You are so wrong. You know what Americans don't want? Americans don't want to have to do extra work to pay for something. I don't even want to talk about it. Go ahead.
What about that activist judge in the California gay marriage case yesterday?
This is an issue that should be decided by the people.
Except when the people's view disagrees with the government's.
And the more the judges start deciding the issue, I'm confident the more the people will want to be involved in the issue. This is a very important issue for the country and one that obviously needs to be conducted with a great deal of sensitivity and concern about other people's feelings.
The feelings of heterosexuals only.
I love how somehow it's... When it goes against the Bush administration, somewhere we're all for majority rule again. Somewhere we're... All right, never mind.
How does the president think history will regard him?
And so I just don't worry about vindication or standing. The other thing, it turns out this job, you got a lot on your plate on a regular basis. You don't have much time to sit around and... wander lonely in the Oval Office, kind of asking different portraits, how do you think my standing will be? I got a lot to do.
I'm so embarrassed. God. I mean, here's the thing. Do you realize, I mean, what, it's 2005.
Yeah.
So we got Generation Y coming up, and then Generation Z and the Q and
each
whatever.
Successive generation gets a little more foolish in the White House.
Well, do you realize how dumb we're going to look to people 20, 30, 40 years from now?
He doesn't care. He's talking to portraits on the wall.
I'm just talking about, I mean, it's like us. It's Sarah's generation and even Kyle's generation. People are going to view us so poorly. They're going to have such a dim view. And I'm not talking of George Bush. I mean, that goes without saying. They're going to have such a dim view of us, we the electorate. Yeah, that we did twice that we did this.
God. Only once.
Well, once and a half.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is that the
Bush watch? I got two more here.
All right.
What about those pre-produced propaganda videos produced by your administration being shown on local TV news shows as real news?
This has been a long-standing practice of the federal government.
To use
types of videos. The Agricultural Department, as I understand, has been using these videos for a long period of time. The Defense Department, other departments have been doing so. It's important that they be based upon the guidelines set out by the Justice Department. Now, I think it'd be helpful if local stations then disclose to their viewers that this was based upon a factual report and they chose to use it. But evidently, in some cases, that's not the case. So
it's
anyway.
Just like wheels spinning on ice with that guy. I mean, you can hear his brain, and it's just like slick tires spinning on an oil-covered road.
And finally, the president looks forward to a free Lebanon.
I like the idea of people running for office.
Cheese.
There's a positive effect when you run for office, you know. Maybe some will run for office and say, vote for me. I look forward to blowing up America. I don't know. I don't know
what?
If that'll be their platform
what?
Or
Whoa.
Not.
I
just missed that.
Play it again. I'm sorry. I
say the best for last.
I like the idea of people running for office. There's a positive effect when you run for office, you know. Maybe some will run for office and say, vote for me. I look forward to blowing up America. I don't know. I don't know if that'll be their platform or not.
All right, we're going to take that out of context.
Oh, yes.
There's your Bushwatch.
He's the president.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Well done.
He's kind of in charge. He's got the whole country saying, back my bird.
Just from an objective point of view, how sad is it that in the less than one generation we went from Ronald Reagan to that guy? Ronald Reagan, who, whatever one thinks about his policies, was smooth and styled, the great communicator of our time, to that.
Every one of his steps was perfectly choreographed as he walked down that long hallway to the podium all the time.
That unfortunate comment about bombing the Soviet Union aside.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan never said anything like that. He never said nuclear. All right, let's get a couple of these calls. We'll get Leah here in a second. This is, I'm sorry, on the cell phone. Who's this?
This is Chad.
Chad, how can I help you today, sir?
You were talking about eating that Gut Buster omelet today, or last night, and then you were talking about flopping out your insides.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, I had a flashback of junior high when me and a couple friends found this book at the back of the library where they had hand-drawn illustrations of yoga guys doing exactly that.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Well, what they do is they get like 6 feet of gauze and soak it in milk, and then they swallow it, slowly swallowing it down their gullet.
Right.
Until they reach the end of it, and then they slowly pull it back out. And it flushes out your gut.
Kind of like fly paper for the intestines.
Yeah.
Exactly. Sort of like one of those snakes you put down your toilet.
Oh, man. The catcher was, it had these hand-drawn illustrations in there of people cleansing their bowels and all sorts of great stuff. So you can imagine junior high kids were just, you know, having a great time with that.
Bowel. All right. Chad, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Let's see. In Portland, a first-time caller is Aaliyah. How are you, Aaliyah?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
All right. Now, is this your given name?
Yes. My parents were weirdo hippies.
Well, here's my thing. It doesn't matter to me, but I'm just saying, doesn't it seem like one day there were no Aaliyahs, and then the next day, that's a name that didn't exist until a certain, like, there was one week where a memo went out saying that was a name that was now on the list, and now it's everywhere.
Well, my name is spelled way different than the famous Aaliyah's name was spelled. Okay. So a lot easier to spell.
Excellent.
So.
Okay. Well, what's up, sister?
I was thinking about your listener party,
yeah.
And I had a suggestion. Since it's going to be on tax day,
okay.
You should call it the tax evasion party.
Tax evasion party. We're going to do Aaliyah tax evasion party. Because that won't get the attention of the OLCC either. Numerous other governmental agencies. There won't be a lot of guys in black suits there IDing everybody at the door. All right, so Aaliyah, tax evasion party. So we're going to do a master countdown of all of these next hour, and we'll decide on one. You're a first-time caller. How'd you discover the show?
From my roommate. He's been a long-time caller and loves your show.
Excellent. Well, thank him for listening, and I thank you, and you spread the word.
Cool, thanks.
All right, there you go. That's Aaliyah. All right. 503-535-9100. Let's take a break here, and we'll come back. We've got more on the way. Jolie's going to be here later with How Chicks Think. Top 5 Hottest Rock and Roll Girlfriends. Clyde Lewis will be here. We'll decide to sign the listener party, and then we'll tell you how to learn if your child is in the clutches of satanic goths and so forth. You stay there. It's Rick Emerson. You're live from Portland.